This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So, you remember back in the financial crisis? And if you don't remember, I'm about to tell you. You remember how we all discovered in a most painful and not good way how interconnected everything was? The housing market went kerflooey, and all of a sudden, everything else kind of went south. Well, fast forward with me now to the European energy market of 2022. I'm not saying this is 2008, but I'm also not saying that, because Bloomberg did some math over the weekend, and it figures there's more than $1.5 trillion tied up in European energy market collateral, both natural gas and electricity. Marketplace's Samantha Fields is on the Unexpected Market Risk Desk today.
The reason utility companies find themselves in this position, aside from the high cost of energy, is because they play the market in order to smooth out fluctuations in energy prices. For instance, they'll bet that the price of energy will go up a certain amount, and if they win the bet, they can use some of those winnings to keep down the price they charge their customers.
They try to protect against the risk to their company's profits.
Morgan Bazilian is a professor of public policy at the Colorado School of Mines.
But when prices go sharply up, they find themselves in loss-making positions. In other words, they find themselves in some trouble with the markets.
And they have to put up more collateral, in some cases so much that they may not be able to do business anymore.
We're in a situation here which is extremely dire.
Matt Smith is at the data and analytics firm Kepler.
You could see widespread utility companies essentially going bankrupt just because they do not have the cash available to run their day-to-day operations.
Governments have been stepping in to backstop them, Smith says, but it's likely that more government support is going to be needed. Meanwhile, the high prices and volatility in the energy markets are already having significant ripple effects in other markets, too. One example?
Something like 70% of fertilizer production is offline in Europe right now because natural gas is just too expensive to make the economics of making fertilizer work.
Jason Bordoff is with Colombia's Center on Global Energy Policy.
That is going to affect agricultural output in developing countries, emerging markets across the world in the coming months, and potentially worsen a food crisis that was already underway because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Because, he says, energy markets, food markets, and, well, pretty much everything is interconnected. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.